I don't like God. I hate God. God is a, you know, he's, you know, Richard Dawkins saying that he's a masochistic and genocidal and all this other stuff. Those people are going to be judged by the things that they say with their mouth. You know, they're going to be asking for mercy after the fact, but it's going to be too late for them. Too late, reprobate.
Well, the Bible clearly teaches a spherical earth. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, it says, "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth." I mean, so the Bible flat out says that God sits upon the circle of the earth. And in Psalm chapter 19, verse 1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." Verse number 6 in Psalm chapter 19 says, "His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof." Now it's talking about the sun there, and in our perspective it looks like as if the sun, you know, rotates around the earth, but in reality we rotate around the sun. But what the Bible's saying here, as a circuit it unto the ends of it, a circuit is actually to move all the way around a place or thing. And so you think of the word circle, circuit, it's something that goes around something. So roughly circular line, route or movement that starts and finishes in the same place. So when we see what appears the sun coming up, it rises in the east and it sets in the west the same way every time, but the Bible's calling it a circuit. It's something that goes around something. So those are just two examples of the earth being a sphere. And so the Bible does teach that it's a sphere, it's a circle, it's round.